This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1238. 3 tips to get a band 9 on IELTS listening.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
What is the secret to scoring band 9 on IELTS listening? Today, we share 3 tips that have helped our students and can now help you score band 9 on test day. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Good morning, Aubrey. We are talking about listening today. What are you listening to right now?
Ooh, honestly, I'm a little bit of a Swiftie and I've been listening to Taylor Swift's new album, Midnights. Are
really?
You embarrassed for me?
Kind
I see
of.
The secondhand embarrassment on your face. I didn't used to love Taylor Swift, but then I had preteen girls who are obsessed. Yeah. We got tickets to her tour. They're so into it.
Wow.
They keep making me listen to the album and I find myself going like, no, actually, yeah, this is really good, actually.
That's awesome. I love it when I could get into like music that maybe James might like also, you know, because I listen to so much old stuff. I think the most...
I'm going to have to listen to it in the car anyway, so I may as well like it.
That's so awesome. James has turned me on to some cool music. You know how he finds music today? And I think a lot of kids are like this. He hears something he likes on TikTok, and then he'll find the song on Spotify and listen to the whole thing to see if he likes it. Like, that's how he discovers new music. That's
I love
so
that. And it's often like super amateur musicians that haven't made a name for themselves yet. So he's like really breaking new ground there.
That's my son. He's a trendsetter.
I want to point out really quick an amazing phrasal verb that you use that you guys should definitely use on IELTS. You said that your son turned you on to some music.
Oh, that's great.
It's so good. And you guys could use this for sure on speaking. Anytime if you're talking about someone introducing you to something new, use this phrasal verb. Say they turned you on to it. They turned me on to a new restaurant.
Yeah.
They turned me on to this movie that was amazing. So native.
It's really good for like any like new area of something, right? Like you said, like new types of food, new genres of things.
Yes.
More so than something. Well, it can be specific, right? Turned me on to Lizzo. I could say that.
Absolutely.
That's an awesome sentence.
Just anything that's new to you, right?
So good. What a great bonus. Okay. So we are going to talk about how you guys can aim for a band 9 on IELTS listening. So I want to say thank you to, oh my Lord, Jumakulov Otabek.
I hope I said that correctly. Hopefully.
You sent us in this question. Email us your questions, support@allearsenglish.com, and we might feature your question in a future episode. So this person wrote in, hello, recently I have got my IELTS results, and it was a 6.5 overall with a 7.5 in listening. Nice.
Yeah.
My question is, how can I improve my listening to a band 9? Thanks in advance. Okay, so we have 3 tips for you guys about how you could do this. And this is for everyone out there, no matter what level listening you are. This person got a 7.5, which is really high level, right? Don't let that worry you, because our tips today, it doesn't matter if you're at a 5 for listening, a 6 for listening, all these 3 tips, guys, will help you increase your listening scores. So let's get into tip 1, Aubrey.
Yeah. First is to immerse yourself in audio. in English, right? Listening to things where you can read along with the transcripts, listen again without following the transcripts, right? Things, mm-hmm. shows with subtitles, and then yep. watch it again without the subtitles, see how much you pick up.
Yeah.
This can really give you those skills you need to be ready for that audio on test day.
I mean, it's logical, right? This is the yeah. logical first tip, guys. And this might not be what you want to hear, because some people, maybe they're like, I don't understand when I'm listening and I just don't like it. I can't understand enough. This isn't enjoyable for me. Well, you know what, guys? Your listening isn't going to get better unless you listen more. Right? We see this a lot where students will score really highly on the skills that they prefer because they come easy and they're more enjoyable to practice, right? But then maybe they don't like reading, and so they never read, and then they get a 5 on reading. Guys, you gotta do the hard stuff. So if listening is really your Achilles heel, you need to find stuff that you enjoy to listen to, right? Topics you like, movies you like, because you have to find your way in to this skill. Because you must listen as much as possible, and hopefully more audio than video. We need to prioritize yes. what it's like on the test.
Absolutely. So I'm going to recommend quickly a new podcast. Well, it's not yes. new, but it's new awesome. To me that I love so much. Check it out. See if you like it. It's called Las Culturistas. They're so Fun. Funny. These two comedians. And I laugh so hard every time I listen. So, and it will be challenging. They talk about a lot of pop culture. They use a lot of new slang. But cool. I feel like they do a good job of explaining it each time. So I think it might be a great podcast for you guys to check out. See if you like it.
Nice, nice. I'll do a couple recommendations for level. If you guys are around like a 5 or 6, you need to be reading transcripts while you listen. So go to npr.org because most of NPR's podcasts have transcripts. Okay, it's all free. Just go to that website, npr.org. I really like Snap Judgment is a really great show on NPR. Radiolab, of course, is a classic.
Yes.
Now, if you are a bit higher level, like the student who asked this question today, I would love to recommend The Dollop. That's D-O-L-L-O-P, The Dollop. It's two comedians telling you a story from history. And this is one of the podcasts that I wait for every week. You know what I mean? I'm like, it's Tuesday, it's a new dollop. Or
that's
like,
the best kind of podcast, so right? When it engages you so much that you can't wait for the next one to be released. Yes.
I'm like that with 30, 20, 10 as well every Friday. And sometimes they upload it late and I'm like, oh, where is my 30, 20, 10? That's a pop culture podcast that I also recommend.
I thought you were going to say I'm like that with 30 different podcasts. I was going to be like, oh, goodness, that's
Who
a lot.
Who has that time?
No.
Oh, God. All right. So coming up, guys, we are going to give you the 2 more tips to increase your listening to a 9. Okay, let's get into this next tip. So the first tip I feel like is logical, might be a little tough love for you guys, but you know you have to immerse yourself in listening. Now, what is tip number 2?
Yeah, you guys need to address your pronunciation mistakes, figure out what they are, and address them directly so that you hear the right sounds or words. For example, if you mix up th and s, then you're going to mix up words during the listening exam too. So you have to tackle that head on.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Think about the sounds that you mix up because of your first language, right? That's where the root of the problem will be. Maybe it's an R and L. Maybe it's a V and F. Those are all common to your language group, but you need to recognize that and watch videos where people teach you how to say these different sounds because they might not exist differently in your first language. That's why it's hard. So tackle it head on directly. Watch videos where people show you what does the tongue do? What do the teeth do? What do the lips do? Right? Technically, yeah. How do I make this sound? And then read out loud, focusing on those difficult sounds, because we hinted at this yesterday. Your ability to say sounds is directly linked with your ability to hear sounds. Like, yesterday, we talked about that final S being difficult, right?
Exactly. And just like you said, there are so many resources on YouTube. Find a video where someone is showing you and being very specific about these sounds, because it's not just for speaking, it's also for listening. You need to be aware of those sounds so that you hear them correctly and say them correctly.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Tip number three. What is the third way, Aubrey, that students can increase their listening scores?
Yeah, there are strategies that are so specific to IELTS that you have to have for the listening exam, right? A lot of our, we've broken some of them down, all of them probably at one point or another in episodes here on the IELTS Energy podcast. Make sure to follow if you're not. And you need to know how to find keywords, how to recognize them, right? You need to know the tricks that IELTS is going to throw at you so you're ready for them. You don't fall into those traps that they're laying for you.
Exactly. We've had a lot of three key students get nines on listening, guys. So yes, we're talking about how to get a nine on listening today in this episode. We know how students can get a nine on listening. So if you want all the strategies and all the steps and practice, guys, for general, academic, computer version, paper-based, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS for our online IELTS course. All right. So one little last tidbit here for something you guys have to watch out for. This is an example of a classic IELTS trick. They love putting negatives in there to trick you. So if, for example, the question says, I need a reservation or reservation for five people, right? And there's a blank before people. I need a reservation for blank people is the question. And you're listening and you hear, I think we're going to have five people come to the party. No, it's going to be six. So IELTS loves to trick you. They give you an answer and then you listen, you write it down, you go to the next question, right? And then they tell you it's wrong. So that's one trick IELTS uses on every listening exam that you need to be aware of.
Yes, if you start writing that answer and stop listening to the audio, you can get lost and miss other, and you're not going to catch that negation. So, oh, that's such an important strategy to listen to the full. Don't miss any of it, because there are these tricks, these pitfalls they put in to intentionally trip you up.
Yep. And I do that when I write tests too. I mean, we all do it when we're making material, guys. So don't get tricked. Get our complete system of strategies. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right. Awesome. Very fun.
Yes. Awesome. See you next time, Jessica.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.